Ladies, come out this Thursday night, November 1st at 5:30 p.m. for our Ladies' Night Self-Defense Firearms Class. Don't be a victim. Learn how you can protect yourself. This is the most realistic, dynamic, intense training available. We use military simmunitions, so get ready to fight. But hurry, we only have 30 spots. The cost is only $10, and we will be giving away a CCW purse. So sign up now at myselfdefense.info. That's myselfdefense.info.
Adam Laxalt promised he would defend our gun rights, but he lied. Adam Laxalt just came in support of red flag gun laws like they have in California that allow a social worker or an ex-wife to take away your guns without being convicted of a crime. Good luck getting your guns back from a liberal judge. Call Adam Laxalt and tell him to keep his hands off our guns. Adam Laxalt, just another rhino.
Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's Halloween 2018. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. Gosh, hard to believe it's Halloween. The kids, do be careful tonight and late this afternoon because the Munchkins will be out in force. And just be careful because... the kids are going to be out, and I want to make sure everybody's safe, okay? Okay. I know that I'll be dressing like a radio talk show host. Jeans, golf shirt, headphones on. Yeah, that's my costume. How is Amy Tarkanian dressed today? Well, let's find out, because she's with us on our City National Bank guest hotline, former chair of the Nevada Republican Party, and also the spouse of one Danny Tarkanian, who's running for CD3. How are you dressed today?
First of all, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just great.
Okay, I'm sorry I couldn't come in. I think I'm already getting ready for my costume tonight. I am playing the role of the taxi driver or Uber driver, whichever is your choice of transportation. I'm on my way to go pick up my husband from the airport. And usually from about 2 o'clock on, now of course, you know, I've got to drop the Munchkins off, as you call the kiddos, for school in the morning. But from about 2 o'clock on, literally till about 9:30, I'm in my car. So I think I'm just going to continue to play the role of taxi mom. That'll be my costume.
I love that. I love that. 6 days and counting to Election Day. Early voting goes the rest of the week. Let me have you put your former chair of the Nevada Republican Party hat on. What are you seeing from early voting? Any trends? Any extrapolation you can do?
Well, all you can do is compare from the last couple of elections, which, you know, are it's not really a fair comparison. When you had 2014, when your gubernatorial candidate lost to none of the above, and there really was no excitement on their end. And then you had the last election, which, you know, you had a bunch of silent, I guess we called it the silent majority, who ended up voting for then-candidate Trump. So I'm praying and hoping and crossing my fingers, toes, and eyes that the Democrats, who have turned out slightly heavier than the Republicans in our state, unfortunately, have done the same thing, and that they would hopefully also be the silent majority and do a bunch of crossover votes. Otherwise, the Republicans might be in trouble.
Let me ask you this. Is there any I know down through the years we've always been told about how Democrats vote, how Republicans vote. This early voting thing throws a little bit of a wrinkle. Do Democrats vote more early, or do they vote on Election Day?
No. Historically, Democrats show up heavier and then kind of trickle through the first week. And then Republicans generally start to turn out heavier towards the end, and more so on Election Day. We're not really huge fans. We're not known for being huge fans of 2 weeks of early voting. We're more for just either Election Day voting, or maybe wanting to narrow it down to like a weekend of voting and Election Day. So no, Republicans tend to turn out heavier in the end and on Election Day. So we really, 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 I can't stress that enough, need to grab our neighbors, our mailman, our dog walker, make a new friend with a stranger on the corner, and drag them down to the polls.
Let me just ask you, in these final 6 days, what will Danny be doing? Is it calling out? Is it going door to door? How is he going to reach the maximum amount of people he can and literally get them to vote for him?
Every single campaign from here on out, and I don't care what party you're affiliated with, is going to be focused on what's called GOTV, getting out the vote. So, yes, my husband will be door knocking. He will be answering questions on the phone. He will basically be, you know, in the campaign office as well, trying to just energize all the volunteers and thank the interns. And, you know, I mean, really, that's all it comes down to at this point. And it sounds cliche because you hear it all the time, but there's a reason why you hear it all the time. It comes down to turnout.
Let me ask you, the ads that you've been seeing, I just saw another one of those. It's an anti-Danny. He stole, children's charities, all of this stuff.
Yeah, whatever. He'd be in prison. That's so stupid.
Yeah. Can I ask you, though, from a family standpoint, does that hurt? I mean, especially when the kids see these ads on TV?
Well, I'm not going to say it leaves us with, you know, happy thoughts and rainbows and butterflies, that's for sure. But my kids know that their dad has won a defamation lawsuit, and he's in the middle of a second. And this is a really, really good lesson for them to learn that it's not okay to lie about people. It's not okay to character assassinate people. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if one of my children actually turns out to be an attorney or a judge because of this. It's really sickening, and it's sad, and it's disappointing that there are people out there that are willing to lie to get elected. It's a desperate attack, and it's sad.
I know a lot of people are asking, what's the Trump effect going to be on this election? He's been here in the state 12 times. Family members, Eric was here just the other day. We've got Ivanka supposedly coming into town, maybe as early as Thursday, tomorrow. Can you talk
We've
a little?
We've got Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle again. They're coming to stump for Danny. Those two have been phenomenal. Let me tell you, those two are some really, really, really good human beings. They not only just come in, and, you know, a lot of times those surrogates will come in, spend a few minutes with you, do their event, say some positive things, and then hop on their flight to the next event. Those two actually take time. They actually care. They actually spent, you know, quite a good amount of time with us and actually talking with Danny's supporters. And we exchange cell phone numbers, emails, and they will periodically text us and ask how we're doing, if there's anything else that they can do for us. I mean, those two are awesome. So I'm grateful to have them again on Friday.
Any disappointment? I noticed I was looking at the schedule, 11 events in 6 days for the president of the United States, but he is not coming back to Nevada. Are you a little disappointed that we didn't get one last final visit from the president?
No, absolutely not. The fact that he's already spent the amount of time that he has, on top of having to do his daily presidential duties. Are you kidding? This guy is a robot. I jokingly say that my husband's a robot because I truly think that he is part robot. Nobody will outwork my husband. But the president is, what, 70, 72?
Yeah.
73? 72?
72.
Who has that kind of energy? energy. The guy is amazing. I am so grateful that he's our president and that he's set the bar so high for us on work ethic. Your politician should be working that hard for you. And that's why I'm so proud of my husband, and he's given it his all. And I think that I know he would be a great congressman to help the president push through the America First agenda.
Again, Amy Tarkanian joining us, the spouse of Danny Tarkanian and also the former chair of the Nevada Republican Party. What is your sense of this state? A lot of people are saying that we are now officially a blue state. Some say purple. Some say might go either way, hanging in the balance. What is your sense of the state?
Well, Amy still calls it purple, so I don't know what hue of purple he's talking, but I think mine's purplish blue. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who lives up in Minden last night, and she says that she has met more people that have moved in from California than ever before. I truly believe that because of the influx of folks from California, and then people will say, well, then isn't it the Republicans and independents that are trying to get away from California's burdensome, you know, regulations and ungodly taxes? Well, yeah, it is, but understand too, I actually was born and raised in Central California, which is probably the only conservative spot left.
Yeah.
But a lot of Republicans there have been brainwashed, and they're just so used to having to pay all of those taxes and jump through those hoops for small businesses to succeed that when you come here and you have a little bit of relief, you're like, whew, this is nice. But it's almost like you've got to go through a therapy session in order to get all of that cleansed out of your mind of, you know, what you just escaped. You escaped, and it's time to move on in a different direction and get that mindset out of you that those taxes are not good and the regulations are terrible, and there's a reason you escaped. So I think it's going to take a little time. Maybe some of these folks from California are still in a state of shock seeing that Nevada is a better opportunity. But I do believe that it's purplish blue.
Wow. Let me ask you, the president's taken a bunch of hits just in the last 24 hours. I thought he was absolutely magnificent, presidential, deferential. He was compassionate on a trip to Pittsburgh. But a lot of people, even in Pittsburgh, even at that synagogue, said he shouldn't have come, wasn't welcome. Did he do the right thing?
He absolutely did the right thing. You know, when we had the October 1 shooting, now granted that wasn't at a church or anything really affiliated, but don't you remember, and maybe it was just me, and I don't know, I'm speaking for myself, but for all the heartache and the sorrow that we had here and the heaviness that was going on, you know, it was wonderful to see our community come together and strangers hugging strangers. And I actually felt I was happy to have the president come here and visit those that were in the hospital. I felt that was very compassionate. It was empathetic. I was very proud to have the president come to Las Vegas and visit those that had been wounded. I find it sad that there are others who would feel the opposite in that scenario. You know, not all of those synagogue members felt that way. And I was actually very proud of the Republican Jewish Coalition leader here in town. And his name is Matthew. And he wrote a very, very well written statement and gave a very nice interview, I believe it was to CNN, and stated his support for the president and his approach in what he took and how he took it. In such a passionate manner that he did with the members of the synagogue. So, no, I think he did the right thing. Absolutely.
One of the criticisms we've heard in connection with the tragedy in Pittsburgh, the pipe bomber in New York, and or Florida, wherever. A lot of people were saying that the president's tone was too strident, that somehow he needs to tone down the level of discourse in America, and it's got to begin with the president. My question is that what they're trying to do, or are they simply trying to muzzle? I happen to believe they're trying to muzzle the president, get it, not just tone him down, shut him down.
Listen, I don't think the president can do anything right, unfortunately, in their eyes. Whether if he visited paid his respects to the synagogue or not, he would have been demonized for not going. He's demonized for going. He's demonized for digging his heels in the ground and dishing it back to the media. He would be demonized if he just sat there and took it like a pansy. I don't think it's just up to the president. I think it's up to, and I actually had this discussion on MSNBC. Yes, I went on there again.
God.
Over the weekend.
Unbelievable.
I know. I must.
You are
I
fearless. You are fearless. That's what you are.
Well, I thank you. But I went on there again. We had this discussion, and I was on there with Ari Melber, and I said to him, I said, look, it is my responsibility as somebody who goes on as a television personality. It is the other panelist's responsibility, and it is also your responsibility, Ari. It is everyone's responsibility to help change this narrative and to speak positively, quit speaking so negatively about each other, and we could start to turn this around. So, I mean, it's your responsibility too, Kevin. You know, we can sit there and pick and choose what topics are we going to discuss today and how are we going to approach them. It's up to everyone to participate in this. And then, you know what, then maybe the president might relax a little.
How did that play on MSNBC? I can just imagine.
I don't think they really cared about what I had to say, quite honestly. But I'm going to keep going on there over and over and over again until I'm blue in the face, because somebody's got to do it, right?
Let me ask you in a final minute or so. I want to ask you about the election from a family perspective. This is not your guy's first rodeo. Win or lose, how do you approach next Tuesday night?
With our heads held high. My husband is going to give it his all. He's not going to leave anything left. He's given it his all. Our family's given it our all. So that way, at the end of this, we can look at ourselves with our heads held high, be proud of what we tried to do, win or lose. And, that's all you can do. I tell everybody, and people are now catching on, which I love. They say, how do you get through this? You know, I'd be rocking back and forth in a corner. I say, you know what? I'm joyful. I mean, literally, every day I wake up, I pray. I thank God for my family. I thank God for good health. I ask God for guidance. And then I go out into the world and I give it my all. And that's what our family does together. And that's all you can do.
And tonight she'll be dressed like an Uber driver. Unbelievable. I just love it. Amy, always good to visit with you.
Driver or a taxi.
Yeah. We will talk again soon. Thanks so much, dear. I appreciate it. And best of luck next Tuesday.
I appreciate you, Kevin. Have a great day.
All righty. There you go. Amy Tarkanian joining us. Yeah. And it's got to be tough because they've lost some tough elections. The last one they lost was what? 1%? That's just a handful of votes. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by Friends of Hoff.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Stick around. We got a lot more to do. Coming up, I get all excited. Greg Herlene from GregHerlene.com talks about how to stretch your retirement money. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to do that? That's all coming up in our next half hour. A whole bunch more coming up after 11 o'clock as we continue live and local now. Hear me.
I know Senator Sosa. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. We're getting our real water delivery here at the office right now. It's so exciting. Everybody gets a little euphoric. Apologize for that. One of the things, even in a political season, we like to do, we like to show you how you can stretch your retirement dollars. A lot of you are in the process of trying to fund your retirement, and it ain't easy. Greg Herlin is a good buddy of ours from gregherlin.com, and he's got some great ideas. And I had a chance recently to talk to him about how to stretch those retirement dollars in a way that can really build wealth. Listen to this. You deal with the public. You deal with money. Are you seeing the economy get better?
Look, it's progressively got better, and it's consistent. It's a great place right now. Markets are great. Business owners are doing great. We're hiring. People are hiring. So it's great here in the stats because I see it firsthand, but I didn't know it was so great until I came here. So this is great.
I love it. Now explain what you do, and only because I know we've had you on a couple of times, and I know sometimes people get lost in all the fun and everything that you and I have because we're friends. But explain what you do at gregherlin.com.
Well, I'm going to explain it a little bit differently, only because our pre-discussion we had, which is where the world has gone today with please and thank yous. Because we were just talking about how today's world, like people just have forgotten about those things. Well, I'm going to apply it to what I do today, which is people have forgotten about like what investments should be like. When someone says they should pay you and what the rate should be and when they should pay off, they should just do it. The world's kind of changed where they've forgotten the please and thank yous. And also so has investments. I'm kind of sick of financial advisors that say this and have no experience and say, go on this blended portfolio because of certain interest rates and then you hoped and hypothetically you're going to make X, Y, and Z. I can't use Volga, but you kind of got me excited today. And so the long answer to what you just asked, what I do, I help people make fixed rate of returns. People make fixed rate of returns in secure real estate investments here in Nevada. And so we've been doing it for 21 years. We're good at it. And we're consistent. And that's what we do. We help people do it with their IRAs and also with their non-IRA funds.
Okay. Tell me what people are investing in today.
Well, right now, and people are invested in everything because the market, frankly, has been good. You know, and it's kind of almost
even with the volatility.
Yeah, even with the volatility. Even if you look at, you know, this is kind of like pre-2000, right? 2006 real estate days when anyone can buy anything is doing well. But you know what we focus on is consistent, secure returns. And so our clients for years now, 21 years, have made between 8% and 11%, 12% every single year in fixed. Secure real estate deals. What does that mean, a real estate deal? These are loans. These are notes. These are mortgages. And so we don't guess and we don't do these equity deals where we hope that it's going to make us 20% or we're betting on appreciation. What our investors do and what we teach is be the bank. Lend your funds. We're a mortgage broker. We teach people how to actually use their funds to lend to developers, to lend to these flippers, to lend to these real estate guys who are taking more risk. They're putting money in the deal. They're having to deal with contractors, finding the deal, selling the deal. I'm not saying become a flipper. I've done that. I flipped over 450 homes. I've done it. I've been there. I get it. But when I flipped all those homes, I had to borrow other people's money. And I got to know, man, those guys that are lending me the money, they got the best deal. They're getting fixed rate of returns from me. And sometimes they're making more money than me and I'm doing all the work. And so over the years, I've now taught people how to be the banker. And that's what we do. We have over 6,000. We got about 6,000 clients now. This is what we do.
That's incredible. I've always stayed away from flipping homes because I'm not good with my hands. I wouldn't know one side of a hammer or another. So I'm the last guy that should be flipping homes. Oh, sure. And we'll just knock down that wall and we'll create a new kitchen. I'd rather be the bank.
Yes.
I'd rather be the bank for the guy that's flipping the house, and you do that on a regular basis. Explain to people from start to finish how that would work.
So typically a borrower, someone who is flipping a commercial property and or let's make it simple, a property, an investment property, because that's easy to talk about. Let's say that, you know, they're going to buy a property and it's today for $200,000 and they're going to rehab it and sell it hopefully for $300,000, right? So they come to us for a $200,000 loan. We underwrite it. We look at what it's worth today. And then we say, okay, yeah, that's worth 100, you know, we'll lend you 75%, $150,000. So they put $50,000 down, they personally guarantee the loan, we lend them the money. when I say we, myself and or my investors, and they get recorded in a first lien position. So, Kevin, if you and I lent the $150,000, our names would be on title. We each would put up, let's say, $75,000 in a first position. And we lend that money to this borrower. And then in return, he has a short-term deal with us, anywhere from 6 to 12 months. And so depends on every deal is a little different. Some deals maybe are 24 months, but typically our deals are around 12 months long. And we lend the money, and he borrows it to purchase very quickly, and then to rehab it, and then to sell it. And so, you know, why one might say, well, why would he pay us 7, 8, 9, 10% on our money? The reason why is our money's quick. Our money's not, people think that our money's at a bigger risk because we're not going to bank. That's not the case. In fact, we require more money down and more personal guarantees than most banks. We just turn faster. So because we can perform and give him the $150,000 so quickly, he comes to us. That way he can make the deal and make a quick offer to close quickly and make his money and his profits on his deal. And so I love it because we don't have the hammer. I don't do that anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. I want the monthly check. Give me the monthly check. As long as you pay me off on time and you pay those monthly checks to me for interest, I'm good. And we can do it. Kevin, if you do it with your IRA and I don't do it with my IRA, that's okay too. And your IRA, those monthly checks go right into your IRA account in a self-directed IRA account, and you don't pay any taxes on it.
I love that. So in other words, you get in quickly and you get out quickly. And this is what I like, that if somebody's trying to flip a home or whatever it might be, you can drive by the property. If it's a Southern Nevada property, you can if they're doing a rehab on it, you can see it going up.
Yeah, you know, most of our deals are in the Southwest, and most are here actually in Nevada, so absolutely. But one thing I want to say also is when you said something about the deals go quickly, why is that important? Well, we just talked about how the market's doing great, right? And so those on the, you know, listening are like, oh, well, what happens if the market changes? Guess what? That's what's great about our investments. By the time the market, if it does correct or change a little bit, we're in and out of these deals, 1 year, 2 years. But the markets, when they change, they slowly, you know, go down over time, 6, 12, 24, 3 years. These deals are typically 6 to 12 months long. By the time that you're in this deal, it's already paying off.
Greg Herlin joining us from gregherlin.com, talking about being the bank. And one of the things I love about your program is that if somebody gets into a deal and let's say it pays off in 6 months, not a year, not 2 years, but 6 months. If you want to go to the sideline after 6 months, you get all and you get everything. You're made whole then, right? Plus interest.
Correct. And so, look, a lot of our clients like the two-year deals. I frankly like them as well. They're bigger. There's more to them. There's more equity in them. There's not as much transaction every 6 months, but we do a call, and I'll throw this out right now, Kevin, if you want. But those of you that want to call in, or you can go to my website. But if you call in, and I'll give the number if that's all right, Kevin.
Go ahead.
702-987-8601. Those that want to call in, we'll do a one-on-one consultation and show you kind of what we have available. There's long-term deals, there's short-term deals. You can kind of pick and choose, and we'll help you with that decision, what's best for you. Like if you're in an IRA, you can't touch your money anyway, so you're comfortable with a longer-term deal.
Do you ever go through a period where you have no deals?
It's happened.
We're fully invested. We got this project, 30 more projects, but that's all we got, and they're fully funded.
It's happened probably 3 months in the last 9 or 10 years.
Is that right?
It's usually the other way around. We're denying loans because there's so many different opportunities, especially now with the market so good. That's even better. There's A paper with A borrowers right now. And so we're able to lend and decline, you know, B and C borrowers because we don't have to. Back in the day, banks were lending money to everybody. And so we were only getting the B and C borrowers because A borrowers, if they had good credit, didn't matter how much they had in their money, right, at the time, because bank was giving money away to everybody. But A borrowers, we weren't getting. Well, now A borrowers, they can't get loans from banks. And when they do, it takes them 6 months. By then, the deal's gone.
But you vet every deal that comes through the door.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what our 6,000 clients expect from us. And so that's what they're trusting in. Not only the details that every investor gets to look at the deal, but my business partner, Steve, he started the company. He's been underwriting for 35 years. He came from Wells Fargo and from Houston, and he's been here, and he knows every deal. And so there's a group of us that we look at every deal, but Steve's our lead underwriter, and he knows how to, you know, find the good deals and which ones are, you know, which borrowers are good.
Do you like commercial deals, or do you like a guy that's flipping homes? Do you prefer that kind of a deal, or do you, an office building?
It really depends on the person. Like, so for me personally, I'm in both, you know. So I like having some short-term ones that go every 6 months or 12 months. And I like having the long-term. It's kind of like the stocks, right, and bonds, holding them. You know, real estate is, oh, look, there's more, there's, real estate has created more millionaires than any industry in the country. And so real estate consistently will make you money. And so even on the bad years, and we all know about those bad years, if you held onto those assets and waited a couple years after the market crashed, they actually came back. And you, and as long as you didn't sell during the crash and take that, realize that loss, you were fine and getting rental income. And so real estate is a hard asset. It's something you know about, secure. You have your name on it. It's a first lien position. It's comfortable.
Again, Greg Herlene joining us, GregHerlene.com. I give you $25,000. I'm in. There are projects. We look at a project now. We don't like that project. How do you let me know that there are new projects?
So
do you
so,
send out a newsletter, or what is it?
So how it works is again, you call in, call or go to my website, GregHerlene.com. We set you up with an account, a licensed account representative, and that individual talks to you and finds out what you're looking for and how much money you have that you want to invest in the different trust deeds and what kind. And then when those deeds come up every week or month, you'll get an email saying, hey, from your account rep, hey, this deal just came in. Do you want, you know, want to put $50,000 on it, or do you want to wait for your next one? So we have a long list. Each one of our licensed reps have a list of different clients they call based upon how much money they have that's sitting on the sideline ready, looking for a deal. So it's a one-on-one call. And again, that's why I encourage, call in, go to my website, ask for that one-on-one consultation. We'll talk you through it. There's no hard sell here. We've been doing this long enough. If it's a good fit, great. And we don't want all your money either. Like that's not my gig. I don't want all your money. And use your financial advisor. Invest in your own business. Great. Every single person though should be a banker. Some of their funds should be banking.
And one of the things I love about this program in particular, when you're talking about flipping houses, all of us know people that are trying to flip houses to varying degrees of success.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them need capital in order to get things started. That's the linchpin that begins the whole thing. Before you order the contractors, the roofers, or whatever it is, you got to have the money. And when you're the bank, you essentially are the linchpin to the whole deal.
Yeah, you are. And look, people depend on our trust and experience to underwrite the deal, because, you know, you did say, you know, people like real estate. Everyone, it's funny because everyone thinks they're experts in real estate. So you talk to your neighbor, and when they hear what I do, they're like, oh, yeah, real estate. And so that everyone thinks they know values in real estate and they can underwrite because they've all bought a home, which makes them a real estate expert. That's not necessarily the case. Making sure you have title policies in place and that you're recorded correctly and there's insurance and all those things and the contract's correct, those are important parts of why we're in business still and why we're regulated and we do it the right way. Our clients keep coming back time after time. When a deal pays off, they come back and invest in the next deal. 96% of our clients all reinvest. That's our business.
Does it matter what the housing market is doing? Now, we know that of late in Southern Nevada and really across the state, home prices are going way, way, way up. And a lot of that has to do with the lack of product on the market. Does it matter in your kind of deals where the home buying market is?
Yeah, I mean, sure, it always matters, absolutely. But the way we lend, we evaluate the different markets. And you know, we're doing stuff in Midland, Texas. And obviously the oil prices have really changed, and all of a sudden those loans are going quick, you know. And so it does matter where you're at, but how we lend, you know, we try to stay at 75% or less loan to value. So if the market does recorrect 10, 20, even 30%, you're in a pretty safe position.
Again, if folks want to participate, if they want to find out more, if folks are looking at their self-directed IRA and saying, I'm tired of playing this stock market roller coaster, where do they go? How do they go? And how do they get started? That's the big thing.
Cool. Well, look, my number is 702-987-8601. You call me or go to my website, get a one-on-one consultation. We will walk you through it. It takes us about 20, 30 minutes just to kind of walk you through the steps. But the first step, really, especially if you have an IRA, or a lot of you listening have an old 401k. You've all changed jobs in the last 10 years. Kevin, I think you told me one too. We got to get yours over.
Yep.
You have an old 401k that you're not paying attention to. You don't know what's going on. You get that rolled over. We help you with the whole process. We fill out the application for you, send it to you. All you got to do is review it and sign it. We help you get your monies rolled over, and then we help you pick a deal. We give you the options. You choose the deal where you're going to get, you know, be anchored. It's a fixed rate. Every deal is a little different. But the rate, once you know what the rate is, you lock in. That is your interest rate. And so if it's 8, 9, 10%, that's what you're making. And checks are paid monthly to your IRA or to you personally if it's non-IRA funds. And a self-directed IRA is the sexy part for me, is I love teaching people how to take that old 401k and make it the bank.
I tell you what, it's exciting, and for those of us that are looking down the road, it may not be right on top of you, but it may be off in the distance. You can see retirement. You want to make sure you don't outlive your wealth. Thank you so much for coming by. I know you travel a lot, and so when you can come by, I always love it. We always talk about making money. Greg Herlin, GregHerlin.com, joining us as we continue live and local now.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday, the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
My fellow conservatives, we have a horrible epidemic in our country and we must stop it from coming to Nevada. Mass school shootings. These happen because schools are gun-free zones, easy targets for violent murderers. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Nevada Attorney General. I'll promote laws to allow willing teachers to keep a firearm in their classroom to defend our school children from mass killers. Teachers have Second Amendment rights. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Nevada candidate for Governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Shouldn't Nevada have a lieutenant governor who is both trustworthy and competent and at least knows what that job is about? Number one, refereeing the conflicts between the Democrats and Republicans. Number two, bringing more tourists to Nevada. Just as no one picks the referee from one of the teams, I, as a nonpartisan, will be fair and objective in breaking tie votes in the Senate. As the only lieutenant governor candidate with international experience, I know how we can double the number of tourists to Nevada. My name is Ed Uhling, paid for by the friends of Ed Uhling.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah, the question everybody's asking, well, what are you dressing up as? Jim Marchant is dressing up as a political candidate. Well-worn shoes that shows that he walks neighborhoods. Comfortable clothing. Jim Marchant is running in Assembly District 37 for re-election. He's going to join us at the top of the hour. Yeah. And he's a guy that he walks neighborhoods. This guy is a retail candidate. That he takes it right to the people. He knocks on doors. And people invite him in because he got that honest face. He's not selling them anything. Yeah, okay, that's cool. One topic of conversation we've been having just in the last 24 hours, and that is the president's decision to go to Pittsburgh. And I found it interesting that on CNN, Gloria Borger was absolutely adamant. Let's go to cut 7. Gloria Borger on CNN, why the timing of Trump's visit to Pittsburgh was really all wrong.
Look, this just worked for the president. This worked for his schedule. He's got 11 campaign rallies coming up, and this was the day he didn't want to have a rally in the afternoon and meet and go to the synagogue to pay his respects on the same day. So they decided that today would be the day. Unfortunately, this was the day that people were being buried. As you know, in the Jewish faith, you bury very quickly. And the mayor said, the Pittsburgh mayor said, look, there might be a better time. We want to focus on burying our dead and our friends and our family members today. And I gather there wasn't an awful lot of communication about that. So you had this kind of, as Jeffrey was saying, you had this kind of strange picture of a president walking off the plane alone with his wife, not being greeted, traveling alone, getting there, putting the rocks on the memorials. But it was, it was just striking because he wasn't speaking. And there weren't a lot of people around him to offer even support for a president, because in a time of crisis like this, even presidents need support. But aside from the rabbi of the temple, there really wasn't any, and his family, there really wasn't anyone there to give it to him.
So somebody explain to me why that's important. This is what I don't understand. Somebody explain to me why that's important, that the president have somebody that supports him. This is a president that's willing to go it alone. He is strong enough as an individual that he doesn't need the Democrat mayor of New York or the county executive for Allegheny County, who is a Democrat. He doesn't need them to greet him at the airport. As long as the limo is there and ready to take him, the beast, as they call it, that's all that matters to him. That's okay. I want a president who's strong enough that he doesn't need, quote, support at a time like that. It doesn't wash with me. Stick around. Jim Marchant is running for re-election in Assembly District 37. What is it like for a Republican going into a midterm election in a district that is just about dead even Democrats to Republicans? We'll find out coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th. Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Kathy Connect, asking you to re-elect my husband, Ron Connect, as Nevada Comptroller. Ron cut spending 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury while improving services. He led the fight against the commerce tax. Ron wants to be re-elected to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity our parents' generation left for us. Thank you for listening, and please re-elect Ron Connect as Nevada Comptroller.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.